Back in 2006, Florida voters passed a measure called Amendment 3. It raised the threshold for passing ballot initiatives in all future elections from the simple majority of 50% plus 1 to a supermajority of 60%. Supporters argued the ballot initiative process was being taken over by special interests. Oddly enough, the amendment itself wouldn't pass muster with its own requirements. The 2006 Amendment 3 passed with just 57.7% of the vote. In this year's election, Amendment 2, the one legalizing medical marijuana, reached almost exactly the same mark, 57.6. But with the supermajority requirement in place, it failed. Speaking at a post-election forum, University of Florida political scientist Dan Smith says in comparison to states that pass marijuana amendments, Florida actually has a relatively large amount of support.
The supporters of medical marijuana, Amendment 2, big losers. Even though 58% of support is higher than most measures that have passed across the country for medical marijuana. We have that 60% threshold. Most other states, we got 24 states in District of Columbia, which now is decriminalized, you don't have to get to 60%. You only need 50% plus one.
Some students at Florida State University are upset the measure didn't pass. Here's Sadiqa Jackson.
I thought it was really unfair because if we're voting and then we fairly won the argument, then it should have been passed.
And Jackson's friend Danielle Ortiz agrees.
The majority votes for this to pass, and we're still having like this dispute about it. Why is it 60% if it's mostly the majority that voted yes?
But most students are a bit more serene. Here's Travis Hett.
I mean, it doesn't make a difference to me. It doesn't affect me directly at all.
Another student expressed faith in the system, saying the rules are in place for a reason, and even more, simply didn't have an opinion at all. Constitutional lawyer Sandy Dallenbert believes most people form ad hoc opinions about the supermajority based on specific issues.
I think most of us are not purists on this issue. I think most of us are going to react on individual provisions about whether we like them or not. And so I confess to really having the same position. If you ask me overall whether I think the 60% is a good thing, I have to say that looking back on it, I think it probably is a good thing.
And Dallenbert says it's not like 60% was picked out of thin air.
They selected the same percentage as that which applied to legislators when they voted themselves to propose a constitutional amendment. So the three-fifths vote, I think, came pretty directly from the idea that legislators in proposing constitutional amendments had to have three-fifths.
In the wake of Amendment 2 failing earlier this week, activists and even some lawmakers have expressed hope the state legislature will take up medical marijuana in the upcoming session. But after all, it took an amendment to force the legislature's hand in funding environmental conservation. And that initiative, Amendment 1, had far more support than medical marijuana. It garnered the approval of nearly three-quarters of the electorate. So, come 2016, Florida voters may get reacquainted with John Morgan, the personal injury lawyer who bankrolled the Yes on 2 campaign. He's already made noise about renewing his efforts in the next cycle. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.